Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, one of the things that we talk about here are disasters. And we have issued warnings over the years. You know, if you're going to buy a property, buy it uphill. Don't buy it downhill. Don't buy a property that is below a dam. Well, in Michigan, Midland, Michigan, two dams failed. And, well, in Midland County, Michigan, several feet of water covered the streets in the town of Midland, in Midland County, Michigan. About 10,000 people in this area were told to leave their homes. And here is what was said by the governor. In the next 12 to 15 hours, downtown Midland could be under approximately 9 feet of water. That's what Governor Gretchen Whitmer said yesterday evening. We're anticipating a historic high water level. Let's just talk about what 9 feet means. That means if you have a basement, with absolute certainty, it will be filled with water. Filled, top to bottom, left to right. If you have a car that has any openings where on the bottom, all like through the firewall, transmission tunnel, drivetrain tunnel, if water can get in there, you won't be able to find your car. It'll be under 3 feet of water. Because the water could be 9 feet tall. So the roof would be the highest point, and water would be 3 feet above that. If we're talking 9 feet of water, that can, even if you don't have a basement, you'll have almost up to, well, probably to the ceiling with water. Because typically a ceiling is 8 feet, and a house that's on a slab might be 1 foot up. So that means 8 plus 1 is 9 feet. That means that the water level would be up to the ceiling. That means all the windows will be broken. That means there's no going back to your house. Because when the water subsides, there'll be nothing but mold in the house. The appliances won't work. All those documents, photo albums, all those things that are important will be destroyed. All the cars, everything you can think of. And the electrical hazard will be enormous. Because if you have underground utilities, or if you have electrical sockets in your house, which just about everybody does, and if they're powered up, you can be shocked in the water. This is serious stuff. But yet, how did that happen? Well, the planning departments in the city of Michigan, Midland, Michigan, said, no, you can build here. It's okay. It's good. Everything will be fine. No problems. No, everything's fine. But it's not fine because the dams broke. Now, who engineered the dams? Well, that would be under city, county, and state administrations, right? Those are the people that are getting people killed right now. Right now. You can't trust these people. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about government types. You can't trust corporations. You can't trust government corporations. You can hardly trust anybody. Some people tell me they can't even trust their own family members. You have to think for yourself, class. Our house, our farmhouse is high up on the hill. Why would we do that? Because water runs downhill. Gwyneth, do you have any comments about this?
Yeah, our house is on a bit of a rise. It's got a valley beneath it. And on one side, and on the other side, it's got a bit of a rise, probably about around about 12 inches rise to where the water normally flows past. But it's a very, very wide floodway. And in 2015, 2016, we had major flooding in this area and the house was bone dry. We had water running across the paddock on a sheet level for months. And just flowing across the landscape for months and months and months and months, and down the driveway and down the street, and the house never ever flooded. Because whoever built this house back in the 1980s thought to put it even on that little slight bit of a rise with a wide driveway which could act as a floodway to quickly channel water away from the house. And that was really, really sensible of them, you know. And what I'm doing at the moment is I'm working on building a trench system uphill, which is a bit different to a dam system, okay, meaning that the water is held in trenches uphill, dug into the soil rather than with a dam, it's held more on top of the soil, okay. Now that means that the water is slowed down on its path through the landscape, gets a chance to soak in. And if it gets to the point like it was in 2015-2016 where the soil is utterly saturated and you are getting overland flow, then you build a spillway where the trench is going to overflow through the spillway down a designated floodway, okay? And you do not build in that floodway. You don't build anything in that floodway. You observe where the floodwaters go in a landscape and you build elsewhere. That is just common sense. And I can't understand why people don't do that, you know? And if you are going to have a dam in a landscape, then you don't build in the floodway of the dam with the, you know, if the dam fails, then you don't build there. You don't build in the valley where you are going to have a potential of a collapsed dam, because that is a ticking time bomb. So, yeah. It's just ridiculous. Why do people do these things? Because the flat land is nice and fertile, and in the early days people noticed that. Yeah, that's fertile because it's alluvial soil, and alluvial soil is fertile, and valleys tend to have groundwater close to the surface. So it makes good farmland. That's probably why people settled there in the first place. But floodplains are called floodplains for a good reason. They're called floodplains because they flood. Does that make sense, Vincent? And you shouldn't build there. You should build on the sides of the valley or at the top of the valley, on the hillside, you know, but not where it's going to create an avalanche risk, not where it's going to create a risk of a landslide. But you've got to really think about where you're going to put a house, not somewhere where you're just going to be asking for trouble. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And if you think about it, the best soil is what you're saying, is the bottom land, if you will. because all of the silt came from up above and flowed, you know, during the rains and during flooding to the bottom land. And bottom land is generally very flat. Well, the best land for growing would be this flat bottom land. And on the East Coast, there is some land that's really fertile, but we paved it over. It's called New York City. New York City was very fertile land, but it's all concrete now. And it's just a couple feet above sea level. And I think if the sea level were to rise, 8 feet, New York City would be underwater. Now, maybe even only just 6 feet. Can you imagine that? Who would build on land where the water is, let's say, 6 feet below the ground, constantly pushing to come onto the ground? That means if you dug a hole 7 feet deep, it would fill with water if you're near, you know, near the shore. It'd fill with water. Who has a basement that's only 7 feet down? I bet you that there are pumps running 24 hours a day in New York City to pump water out that the sea is pushing in. I'll bet you that is the case. And if you know the answer to that, I'd love to hear it. Just give us a call. And you can call us right now. And that number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. But I believe I'm right. And that means that if the grid goes down, the pumps stop, unless they're, you know, backed up by a generator. I believe that the subway system is below sea level in New York City. And I believe that there are pumps pumping 24/7 to make sure that the subway tunnels don't fill up with water. Is that true? I believe it is. If you know the answer, give us a call. 866-582-9933.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that it's a sump system.
Yeah.
Well, they've got gigantic sump pumps that are running day and night just to keep the whole thing dry. And London's the same. London is built right next to a river called the Thames River. Okay. But they have an underground railway too. That was a big problem back in the day before they figured out that if they just kept the pumps going, that they could run their underground railway. You know, that was a problem in London in the early days. And a lot of cities, a lot of really major cities are built next to rivers because rivers are really good places to park ships. And when you've got ships parked, then you need to have somewhere to sell the stuff that comes off of the ship. So then you have markets spring up around the port. And when you've got markets, then you need banks. When you've got banks, you need security. So you need things like police forces. And when you've got markets, you need transport systems to get what you're, you know, offloading from the ship to the little peripheral towns round about the place. This is why cities spring up on floodplains. Because
if you think about this, it's absolutely nuts that New York City is dependent on pumps to pump out the water to keep it from flooding in London. It's crazy.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kenneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking a little bit about preparedness. And you know, if you have a house that's in Midland, Michigan, it's kind of too late to get out of the way. But here's something to think about. You know that when you flush your toilet or when you run water down your sink, it goes downhill. You know that. It's 100% certainty. Unless you have a pump to pump it uphill, like a sewage pump, it goes downhill. Septic systems are tanks in the yard. And what happens is there's typically a 4-inch pipe that brings the waste solids and liquids, to this tank. The tank may be 1,000 gallons, 1,500 gallons, and the solids settle down to the bottom of this tank, and the liquids rise to the top. The liquids go out into what's called a leach field. And a leach field is nothing more than perforated pipe that the liquids go into the ground. They go into a gravel base, and it waters the lawn, believe it or not, from the bottom. And it's a great system. The sun disinfects the liquids, if there are any. The ground disinfects it. The grass uptakes it. It's a great system. It works really, really well. And unless you have roots that break up the pipes, it will last generations. All you have to do is pump out the solids every 10 years or so. But here's what I want you to think about. Septic systems are at the lowest point on the property. Either they're excavated down, underground, lower than the foundation, or they're downhill from the foundation. And the reason is because water runs downhill. You don't need a pump. But so is the sewer system for the city. That's downhill too. So when you have flooding of 9 feet in the city, do you think it's possible that the sewage treatment facility is going to be underwater? What is the likelihood? Oh, I'd say about 100%. What is the likelihood that the water supply will be contaminated by the sewage system? I'd say about 100%. Now, why is that? Because fresh water runs downhill, too. So where do you get your fresh water from? Well, it comes from wells or lakes or streams or reservoirs, and those are downhill. So what's the likelihood of a cross-connect between the septic systems and the water supply? Pretty good. They're probably going to tell people in Midland, Michigan, boil your water and get out of town. It's going to take months for people to get back near their homes for this water to drain. Where's it going to go? It's going to go downhill, I guess. But if it's at the lowest point, it's going to have to evaporate or soak into the ground. And that'll take months. But the damage will be extraordinary. Gwyneth, any comments about the likely scenario of the cross-connect with the water supply and the sewage system? And then those lawnmowers and the weed whackers and the Roundup and all those bottles of chemicals that people have in their garages that are going to be underwater, and those containers are going to leak, and it's going to contaminate the water that is flooding people's basements. You're going to get your neighbor's Roundup in your basement. If you don't have a basement, you're going to get your neighbor's Roundup on your first floor, in your mattresses, in your bedding, in your furniture, in your kitchen cabinets, in your appliances. What would be the estimated amount of loss for appliances? I guess maybe 100%. Unless you have your refrigerator in your attic. Gwyneth, any comments?
Even if you have your refrigerator in the attic and you have an eight-foot ceiling and it's 9-foot floodwaters, you're going to lose your fridge. That's just a given. Okay. The only way out of that is if you do what I do here, and that is collect rainwater off of your own roof, catchment, and store it in a gigantic cistern next to your house, a gigantic tank next to your house. And I have 10,000 gallons of water storage, which is full. And we're only just beginning our autumn, okay? And that means that we've only just begun our rain and climb.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
And my systems are full.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're used to river floods, but this is something that we've never experienced before.
Catastrophic flooding sweeps into the streets of Midland, Michigan after two dams burst because of recent heavy rains. Flooding is said to be out of control in that city northwest of Saginaw. This morning, City Manager Brad Kay says...
The message is take it seriously. This is an important flood. It's a serious flood. It damages property. It will damage property, and it seriously risks lives.
He was speaking on CBS's This Morning.
Restaurants and retail stores in Connecticut welcoming customers again today for the first time in months, meaning all 50 states are now at least partially reopened after shutdowns because of the virus. Health officials say Americans still risk becoming infected by it, though. It has sickened more than 1.5 million people in the U.S. and killed nearly 92,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The last holdout state in the nation, Connecticut, will start phase one of reopening its economy from the coronavirus pandemic today, as Governor Ned Lamont has issued an executive order giving cops the power to still enforce social distancing orders as the process unfolds. Wendy Williams taking a break from her TV show for health reasons. Reports are she's taken the break because of an ongoing struggle with Graves' disease, an illness that's a condition where the body's immune system attacks its own thyroid gland. Another TV host is said to be fine after there were some concerns raised just a few nights ago. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Ryan Seacrest is back on TV following concerns about his health. The 45-year-old TV personality appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan as usual after missing Monday's episode. During the opening, Seacrest thanked his co-host Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, for filling in for him on Monday. Fans speculated that he had a stroke during the American Idol Season 18 finale. Fans said his eyes were swollen and that he jumbled his words. Seacrest's rep denied the reports.
And a new survey by WebMD finds people are indeed putting on a fair amount of weight while in coronavirus quarantine, with 47% of the women surveyed and 22% of the men saying they have gained weight. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth.
Hey, Vincent, good morning. Good morning, Gwyneth. How are y'all?
I'm good, thank
just
you.
Fine. It's fine. You want to talk about the sea level?
Yeah, Vince, I was wondering if you had heard of a billionaire by the name of Dan Pina. He went on a show called London Real, and they did like a town hall thing. And he had to answer this question about global warming, sea level rise. And he was talking about the investment perspectives. I don't know if I'm saying it right. He looks at those, and he was talking about how he's never seen one of them that would say that, oh, well, if sea level rise were to happen or global warming or what have you, then this investment would be worth less or worth nothing. And then he went on to explain about how the banks, the bankers, the people who have the money in this world, who control a lot of things, let's say, said that they loan into these areas, whether it's Miami Beach or even the nation of England, right, where it's like if the sea level were to rise 10 feet, you know, London would be gone. So would the bankers be lending, you know, could you get a 30, 40-year mortgage in London if it was all, it's going to be worth nothing in you know, in 10 years or whatever? The bankers wouldn't lend into that. So he's saying that the people who know what's going on, they know it's not going to rise. They know it's not. And so it was just an amazing, amazing answer, from a very rich guy who has a lot of information. And he doesn't think that it's real. He thinks that, you know, and then you look at people like Barack Obama. He bought a $14 million mansion, recently on, you know, 10 feet above sea level. And it's like, well, you know, does Barack Obama know something we don't? Probably. And so, you know, it's just a lot of the actions of these people, it's just like, well, you know, they don't seem like they believe what they're telling us, right? You know, they don't seem like they believe it. So, you know, something to pay attention to.
I've got a comment about that. If you look up the word sump pump, S-U-M-P, space P-U-M-P, sump pump, you'll find that lots of houses in the United States of America have sump pumps. And that's because the groundwater level rises higher than the floor of the basement. That's why they have sump pumps. Now, I don't understand how you could be 10 feet above sea level and not worry about water pushing up from the ocean. Let me give you an example. There was a tsunami in the Atlantic. And there was some people who were employed by Virginia Tech, Virginia Polytech University. And what they noticed was they were measuring the ground, the water level in a well at Virginia Tech in Virginia. And they said that when the tsunami hit the coastline of Virginia, the water level, the static level in the well, came up 100 feet. It just rose 100 feet, and then it receded. That means that the ocean water has pressure on the groundwater. That's what that means. Now,
yeah.
I had a friend who was thinking about buying a coastline property in North Carolina, Emerald Isle. And it's a vacation place. And for $500,000, you could buy a house that's on stilts, because the water from the ocean comes up to the height of the stilts. And he was thinking about buying that. And I said, are you serious? And he decided he wasn't going to buy it. About 10 years later, the area was wiped out by flooding. So, would I believe anything that Barack Obama would say? Absolutely not. Is he the smartest guy in the room? Boy, that could only be if there's one guy in the room. So, Robert, I hope I addressed what you were saying. I don't believe anything that the media or alleged representatives would tell me. Nothing. And I would certainly not follow their example.
Well, I was just saying, Vince, about Obama or someone of that level, anyone really, they might have information that the common person doesn't, not necessarily that Barry is, the smartest guy in the room, just that, you know, if he puts all that money into his own property, you know, it's like, well, I mean, that's a big statement to you don't think that it's going to raise that much. You know, you talked all that stuff all that time that, you know, we're all going to die from this if we don't turn off our gas stations, right? Our refineries and all these power plants and all this stuff making energy more expensive, right? If you understand economics, you know what energy is, right? And so
I'm not sure where you're going with this. Are you saying that that the pollution that man is creating is insignificant? Because I can tell you
No, Vince.
Okay. You're saying the opposite.
No. Well, pollution, I believe to be a very real thing in comparison to anthropogenic climate change in terms of, like, we're off-gassing CO2. So, you know, are waterways being polluted? Are we filling up our trash everywhere? Is the ocean being destroyed? Yeah, Vince, and all that I think is real. And it is very upsetting to poison the land the way we're doing. So, you know, there's things that I think are very real, but then they talk about, oh, well, you know, you can't have coal-fired power plants because, you know, and your energy price is going to go way up just because we think that CO2 is going to, you know, something. I mean, it's just like saying, well, if there's more oxygen in the air, you know, any sort of component that you put into the air. I'm not saying it's good to breathe in CO2 as human beings, but, you know, plants love it. And it's like, you know, I think they're giving us a story, and then they spend their money in a different direction and speak with their actions differently, Vincent. And anyone who can just pay attention can see that, I think, you know.
Let me give you an example of what I saw yesterday here at the farm. Now, our farm has been neglected for easily 20 years before we bought it. So it's been neglected for, let's say, roughly 40 years. Not much happening on the farm. So it's half woods, it's half pasture, and we've had so much rain for a couple months now. Every day, every other day, and the sun hasn't burned off the moisture. So the ground is really soggy. It's so soggy that we took a backhoe, and because of the weight of the backhoe, we could just drive right behind our house, right? I mean, literally, not very far from the house, less than 100 feet from the house. We drove it in a low area, and we created a stream 18 inches wide. And this stream is running 24 hours a day, 18 inches wide, 2 inches deep all the time because of the tire tracks of this backhoe. Just driving in the back lawn, if you will, created this stream. And then I went to this stream yesterday, and I was looking at it, and oil's coming out of the ground. Now, this is not oil from crankcase drippings. I found this oil all over our farm, all over. It's coming out of the ground. Now, why is that? Why is that? It's our neighbors where we are. Our neighbors are not in an elevation to drain water onto our farm. So it's not like our neighbors have a 500-gallon fuel tank that's leaking or a buried fuel tank that's leaking. We're above that. So water, this oil is coming from the ground. This is pretty scary stuff.
I don't think oil reservoirs make your farm.
Well,
oil reservoir. You should dig a well, Vincent. Dig an oil well.
Okay. Yeah. You know, wouldn't that be fun to have an oil well in the front yard? Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be great.
But what I'm saying is, there's so much water here, and there's flooding in Michigan. There are all kinds of threats. You know, did we know about this oil 5 years ago? Absolutely not. But it's because of this nonstop rain. It's because of the nonstop rain or the amount of rain in Michigan that's caused two dams to break, two of them. This is pretty serious stuff. So when you think about where you're going to live, do you really want to live downhill? I don't think so. But if you live uphill, the soil's not so good. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, Vince, I just want to say I had it's kind of tangent to what you're saying, because it was in Missouri when it happened. There was an old timer, very old guy, and he told me something about how when you're looking at the water, yeah, you can tell certain things by the way the land is, but he said it's all relative. He said that you could pick like a location that is good, because it is good. You did the right thing, but it's all relative. It's all like the local water system. And that's all that matters. It does. You can make all the right decisions and put your house in the wrong place because you have to almost, you know, investigate the water system underground to really know what's going on. And so I don't know if that's true, but he said it's all local. You could be on a hill. You could pick the right location and then have a problem anyway because it's such a localized situation. So, you know, who knows?
All right. Let me give you an example of what he might be talking about. So you have a farm and you've got some neighbors and everything's good. And then one of your neighbors, let's say a mile away, decides he's had it with the heating system. He doesn't want to use the current heating system. And somebody says, you know, we could have a ground heat pump. And we can, you know what we can do? We can drill a well. We can go down 200 feet. We can drill a hole. And we can extract the heat from the water that's in this well. So we pump the water up, we run it through a heat exchanger, and then we use that heat to heat the house, or we dump the heat back into the well in the summertime to cool the house. So you have a ground source heat pump. And then something fails in the heat exchanger, and the compressor fails, and the oil in the compressor goes into the heat exchanger, and it goes down to the bottom of the well. Now, your neighbor, who you just love, just polluted the entire area's water supply. That could be what you're talking about, being local.
So, Vincent, are you thinking that the oil on your land, are you thinking that it's coming from the earth, or do you think it was dumped there before, like it's old oil, or what are you thinking?
I believe that it is oil coming from the ground. And the water is yes. And the water is forcing it up. And I don't like it, because I like the farm the way it was, you know, a couple months ago. Really. And it's not just us. It's other places as well. It's this iridescent-looking stuff on top of the water. Now, on the East Coast, that would be pollution. Here, I think it's oil coming up. Maybe it's coming from fracking. We'll be right back.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in Robertson, Kansas. And I'd love to hear Gwyneth's comments on this, but in Oklahoma, a state bordering Missouri where we are, it's been estimated that in 7 years from 2005 to 2012, Oklahoma used 10 billion, with a B, gallons of fresh water, with an F, in fracking operations. 10 billion gallons of fresh water in fracking. And that's to loosen up oil. Now, Oklahoma's not alone. 32 of the 50 states in the United States have been fracked. 32 out of 50 as of 2013. You can find that on ecowatch.com. So, Gwyneth, what is your thoughts about fracking, hydraulically fracturing the water tables, the earth underneath, the topsoil? What's your thought about explosives to damage the crust of the earth? What are your thoughts?
Monumentally stupid, murderous, psychopathic, evil. That most fracking wells don't last longer. If they produce anything at all, they don't last longer than 5 years. And you destroy the entire water table, the entire aquifer of the entire surrounding district forever for 5 years of maybe 5 years of financial gain. Many fracking wells never make any money at all. It's just monumental, stupid, psychopathic, murderous greed. I don't even have words for the evil of it. It's, what are these people thinking? It's like that they're deliberately poisoning the groundwater at a certain location forever. You know?
All right. There's, okay.
You know, it's, so, oh my gosh, it is, ah. Oh, It makes me really angry.
All right, look at this.
It really does.
Who builds
these things?
Who builds in a desert and says, you know what, this is a good thing. We've got everything we need. We've got sun. We've got heat. We've got sun. We don't have any water. So let's build here. Other than Las Vegas, why would anybody build in the desert? when there's no water or very little water, or the water has to be imported.
It's like this. I live in a semi-arid area, and I'm completely self-sufficient in my water supply because I have a roof catchment that is of a certain area, and the people who built this house put a cistern in, which is fed from the roof catchment. And when I bought this place, I took one look at the existing cistern and said, that's not big enough. And I put a second cistern in to more than double the water storage. And I said, yeah, that's good. And I did other things to conserve the water. It is possible to build in a desert, but you've got to be a lot more clever about it. You can't just use water like you would somewhere like New York City. You can't do that. If you're going to live in an arid or a semi-arid area, you have to think about water in a very, very different way. And you have to really research how people live in semi-arid and arid areas. And that goes to how do they operate their toilet system? Well, here we have a dry toilet, okay? And that gets, basically composted, put onto fruit trees and such like. And, you know, that means that our toilet system doesn't use any water. And the shower and the bath water gets put into a soak, which helps to water a fruit tree, mint patch, and a herb patch for herbs that need a lot of moisture, you know, and the pipes are buried underneath it, but the plants find their ways down to the roots. And it affects what sort of soap we use, you know. I refuse to buy white soap because white soap has titanium in it. And I don't want a whole lot of titanium building up underneath my herb garden. So I buy yellow laundry soap or I buy clear soap, Pears type. I don't know if you have Pears soap.
Oh, yes, 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 we do. It's expensive. Just a quick comment, yes. Gwyneth. New York City has the most expensive municipal water supply, or one of them, in the world. And the water comes up to 125 miles away from the city. New York City can't even. New York City can't supply its own water. They're on a lifeline, which is the water supply from up to 125 miles away. There are three supplies of water to New York City. It's real far away. Class, think about where you're living. Robert, thank you so much for being with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.